She was a familiar sight to anyone traveling between Barrie and Angus. And now she's home. The bright red Canadian Armed Forces jet used to grace the front yard of the 441, Huronia, Wing, RCAF Association building on Highway 90 west of Tiffin Street. The T-33 Red Knight, a jet aerobatics performer of world renown, is long gone and the Wing's clubhouse closed in 2008. While a bricks-and-mortar facility may be no more, association members still meet monthly, either in person or online via Zoom, according to club president Bill Sargent. Members are able to hear first-hand accounts of activities which Canadian Armed Forces members and veterans have participated in, he tells Barrie Today. We have guest speakers about current aviation issues. We have had members of the Canadian Armed Forces speak to us about recent deployments that they have participated in. We also have had guest speakers who were in Holland when it was liberated by the Canadian Army in 1945 speak to us about what conditions were like at the time and why they love Canada and Canadians for what they did then, he adds. It's important to keep the association viable today to honor the rich history of the RCAF and lobby for government support for the RCAF of today. Receiving their charter from the RCAF Association on 1959, 441 Wing has been in continuous service since then and operated out of a couple of locations before settling on the Highway 90 building in the early 80s. Of note, prior to that the building housed a garden supply retailer. The Wing currently has 70 members and usually gets a handful more each year, Sargent says. These include members of the RCAF from 16 Wing Borden, local people of importance who wish to support aviation in Canada, and family and friends of Air Force veterans, he adds. Over the years the 441, Huronia, Wing, RCAF Association has sponsored two Royal Canadian Air Cadet Squadrons, 102 Silver Fox Barrie Squadron and 714 Wasaga Beach Squadron, and also formed an affiliation agreement with Unit 6 of the Korea Veterans Association, enabling the KVA to have a meeting place. There were Battle of Britain celebrations, dances for special occasions during the year such as New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day as well as charter and awards dinners and Christmas socials. For Remembrance Day, the Wing was one of three locations where veterans could go to enjoy a meal, the pipe band, and camaraderie after the Remembrance Day parade in downtown Barrie, Sargent says. A big hit with members of the Air Force from CFB Borden and 16 Wing Borden were the TGIF dinners on Fridays each week. The important social aspects of Wing membership continues as they meet once a month at the Barrie Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 147. We are an extended family who reach out to each other when or if required, he says. Last week, we celebrated the 91st birthday of one of our members at the Orillia Rama Regional Airport by having lunch with him and then he and four of us took a flight in a de Havilland Beaver float plane over Orillia and Lake Simcoe. We also supported the family of members who have passed away by attending their celebration of life. If you're interested in having a look at that T-33, it and dozens of other aircraft are on display at CFB Borden. The T-33 had a real positive impact for the Wing. It was a landmark that most people in this area knew and used as a navigation reference point when giving directions to the base, Sargent says. It was really hard to see the aircraft go, he adds. It was originally given to the Wing by the Department of National Defense with several ridged requirements for its disposal. The Wing worked with 16 Wing Borden and achieved having the T-33 moved back to Base Borden and installed on a pedestal adjacent to the Royal Canadian Air Force Academy, which is part of 16 Wing.